whole host of other concerts for the Ohio State Fair. Now, how we're going to do this, the Ohio State Fair this year is, I believe, July 24th through August the 4th. Now, what we're going to do is you will call in during any of our live programs, which are on the website, answer a trivia question, and we will put your name in a drawing starting tomorrow. And the day before each of these shows, Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith, so on and so forth, REO Speedwagon, we will draw a name out, and that person will win a pair of free tickets to those shows. So that all starts tomorrow with the Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on WWGH Radio. Don't miss that. And I'll be on tomorrow night, 5:10 to 6 p.m., with the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and we'll be doing some giveaways as well as talking about maybe the Democratic debate and a whole lot of other things. So 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton, Mary Ellen Withrow, live in studio tomorrow. Now that we have all that housekeeping done, we turn to one of my favorite people. Always a pleasure to have her on this program here at a new time slot, but still the third Wednesday of the month. What a pleasure it is to talk with the undisputed queen of helpful hints, author, brilliant lady, Heloise. Heloise, how are you?
Well, good afternoon. It's nice to chat with you at a different time zone.
It's nice to talk while people are in their car driving home, so they'll get all this brilliant information as they're heading home tonight.
I call in early so I can hear some of the commercials and things like that, and you were talking about the state fair.
Right.
I have attended it.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm trying to remember because I have a lot of newspapers in the Ohio area, and I must have been there for some reason, maybe giving a speech. I did a lot of work with the American Heart Association and would be a speaker there and visit the newspaper, and I remember being at the State Fair.
The State Fair is a lot of fun. It's a big two-week event, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things I'm so glad that happens outside.
Yes.
That people still go to.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And for the listeners, you know, if y'all are listening and you've never been to a state fair, put your toe in the water. Dip your little toe. You will be so pleasantly surprised and chagrined, you're going to ask yourself, why didn't I come here before? It's great for the family, and I do have a few hints if you've got little children. If the whole family dresses in the same colored T-shirts, if someone goes missing or happens to slip away, you can spot them.
That's a great tip, because the fairs are very busy, and it's easy to get separated.
It is. It is. And when I used to go with my father and my mother and my grandparents to the Texas State Fair, and, of course, my father was Air Force, the colonel, as we still call him. He's deceased now, but he's still the colonel. And before we would leave, we would all get together, and he would speak to the troops. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You stay in the line of sight. Don't run off to go pet something or buy something without telling somebody. If you're a child, you do not leave the group unless an adult is with you. And if you get separated, go to what appears to be a security guard, if you can see them. And if not, and this was a great hint from one of my readers, she said, tell them to teach the kids, go to a mother that has three or four kids with her, and like a mother duck, she'll get you to home and to the right people.
Well, there is nothing like, these are great tips, because there is nothing like the trauma of losing a young child at an event like that.
And it can happen in the blink of an eye. You know, the blink of an eye. So, but we don't want to scare anybody. We just want to say, you know, be careful, stay with your group, and have a great time. And I
okay. Yes, We are back on. And a big good morning to all of you once again. Now, I think at one point I started to mention the entertainment coming up at the Ohio State Fair. And the fact that we have tickets to give away for all the entertainment. So let me read that to you. And, you know, if there's something that really sounds attractive to you, why, great. Okay, let me see. Of course, the first group is Kids Bop World Tour, July 24th. The next day, Chris Young. And then on the 26th, Lyle Jennings, Shantae Moore, Carl Thomas. Hank Williams Jr. will be on Saturday, July 27th. That will be quite popular. Toby Keith, another one, a pair of tickets, one pair, with special guest Jimmy Allen. Matthew West, three pairs of tickets, with special guest Matt Mayer. REO Speedwagon, one pair of tickets, with special guest Night Ranger. Now, I can't help but mention, whenever I see REO Speedwagon, back in the early 1980s, when I was at the original WDIF, we had a guest disc jockey day, and it was the mayor, Ron Malone. And so Ron sat at the, in front of the control board. We told him how to do things. And the song that he introduced, he called it Real Speedwagon. And everybody started laughing, because normally it'd be REO Speedwagon. But Ron Malone said, Rio Speedwagon. See, those things ingrained in your brain, and you never do forget them. Just like speaking of Ron Malone, and I mentioned this the other day, I think. I was introducing Ron Malone and some of the county commissioners and others at a stage in the Southland Mall for some big event. And I was in front of the stage when I looked at the, everybody up there, and Ron Malone was sitting there, and Ron had forgot to zip up his zipper. So now here, how do you tell somebody their zipper is down when there's a crowd around, plus all the dignitaries next to you? How do you inform them? You don't. I guess you just let it go. Okay, so that's what I thought of when I mentioned REO Speedwagon will be at the Ohio State Fair. Okay. It doesn't say when he's going to be there. We'll have one pair of tickets for him. It was special guest Night Ranger. And then the SOS Band, Midnight Star, three pairs of tickets, Thursday, August 1st. And then a company or a group called Bad Company, one pair of tickets with special guest Fog Hat. And then a Happy Together tour of the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, the Cow Seals, Saturday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. So all those tickets we're going to have to give away. The Cow Seals. Oh, my. Now, for those of you, unless you've got a little age on you, you wouldn't know what the Cow Seals are all about. Now, the first person could tell me the biggest hit the Cow Seals ever had, I'll give you or register you for State Fair tickets. The first person to call me and tell me the Cow Seals performed a tune that they're so famous for. What was it? 7403839944. How many of you remember? I think we were talking about them, a few weeks ago, about the Cow Seals, because they're the most famous song they ever performed was a song with the title of a tourist attraction in Central Ohio. It wasn't about that attraction. It just happened it had the same name as that tourist attraction area, which is still a tourist attraction. Okay. Cow's Hills. How many of you remember that big hit of the cow? Oh, my goodness. I can still hear it in the back of my mind. The Cow's Hills. And I think that was is their one hit. I don't know if they had any other hits. I don't think so. But this one was good enough. My. The Cow's Hills. So they're going to be at the State Fair. I think it was one of the last groups.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and how are you all doing? Are you keeping cool today? Oh, boy. Yes, it's quite a day. Now, this is a memorable time period. Years from now, they'll say, do you remember back in 2019, our heat wave? It'd be just history, you know, a few months from now. And a few years from now, it'll be, oh, boy. Now, it's not the first time we ever had a heat wave of this extent. Back in the 30s, when I was born. Oh, okay, we have a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Indian Lake is the scene you should make with your little one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that song.
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you something. Indian Lake, I only went over there boating one time, and I went boating with a girl that was working at the radio station, a receptionist.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Ann Dean, D-E-A-N, and her brother was John Dean, the famous guy in the Watergate.
Wow. Well, you always remember that one.
Oh, yes, and she'd be about my age.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if she's still around.
Huh.
Well, hey, yeah, okay, let me get your name. I'll put you in the drawing for tickets.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name?
This is Sharon.
Okay, Sharon. All right on. Yeah. Indian Lake, my land. Okay, Sharon.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Oh, let me see here. Get my bucket. I have a bad arm. I have a hard time reaching across the table here. But my arm, you know, this is the funniest thing. I have what they call that thing about your shoulder. You know, I've had it. My problem is, I had a 17-foot canoe, and I used to, you know, I had a pickup truck and later a van that I would lift the canoe up with my two arms and put it on top of the, I had rollers built, and would shove the canoe up on top of my vehicle. Well, after so many years, my muscles, my shoulder, something went wrong, and I'm suffering from my days of canoeing right now. And so I can't reach, and now I could have that repaired. But then you go around for a long time in a brace. And at my age, no braces for me. But still, I have a hard time raising my arm up above a certain height. Oh, well, so it is. As long as you're staying above ground. Let me see. I wanted to mention, too, the Cow's Hills. Boy, that's something. Yeah, India Lake. And yeah, like I say, I dated this girl, and when the boss found out, you see, we had a regulation at WMRN, you were not allowed to date fellow workers. In this case, Anne was maybe a couple of years younger than me. Cute girl. And I think she went to Harding High School. Her brother did, too. And, yes, I dated her. And then she must have told her dad, who headed the Marion Motor Products, which is now Whirlpool. She told her dad, hey, I went out with one of your engineers, or one of the engineers at the radio station. Well, he told Bob Mason, who owned the radio station, and Bob Mason got the word back to me, no more of that. Oh, that was funny. But, and John Dean, if I ever run across him, I'm going to ask him, John, where's your daughter, or your sister? But now, hey, let me tell you something, too. History-wise, there, I was looking at, famous people that came from Marion. Now, we've had quite a few, but we've got one that nobody except me ever recognizes, and probably one of the most highest positioned people that ever came out of Marion. Well, no, not the highest. Mary Ellen Withrow was that. But this man, now, in, they mentioned something about a tornado on the news, an EF2 or something like that. Now, the F, I could have asked that as a question. What does F stand for in the measurement of a tornado? Well, let me tell you. The F stands for a man who invented the scale of measuring tornadoes. He was Professor Fujita at the University of Chicago. Professor Fujita. That's the F. And when they say, well, it was an F4, EF3, or EF4, F means Fujita, named after him. Now, but what does that have to do with anyone in Marion? Well, let me tell you. A young Harding High School student, probably about the time of John Dean, became so interested in weather because every morning I talked with Gil Gomez, our meteorologist, quite lengthy about weather. This young man, he got kind of wrapped up in weather. Another guy listening to was Bob Nunley. And this young man got so interested in weather that he enrolled in the University of Chicago to study weather under Dr. Fujita. Yeah. And he went on and now that young man, his name is Keith Sider, Harding High School graduate, a graduate of more than one university. He is a doctor, Dr. Keith Sider from Harding High School, is the executive director of the American Meteorological Association, the AMA. And that is about as high up as you can go in weather. The director, the executive director of the American Meteorological Association, and that's Keith Sider from Marion, Ohio. But no one ever mentioned him except me, because I've known Keith one time. When he was still studying, came to Marion, and I said, Keith, would you go with me? I was going around to all the schools teaching weather. And I said, Keith, come with me to Martell Elementary School. We'll talk to those kids about weather. And he did. And that was the only time that I think I ever traveled with Keith Sider. And boy, that was 30 years ago or more. But today he is, if you were to go into the internet and type in American Meteorological Association and go clear, scroll all through it till you come to the directors and so forth, there you'll see Keith listed. Yeah, quite a guy from Marion. Yes, okay, now let's move on. Oh, yes, and I was telling you about the Japanese Zero aircraft. And there is a current a car company, the Mitsubishi company, they're the ones that made the Zeros that did the Kamikaze. But that was a long time ago. And now, too, speaking of cars and enemies, the Volkswagen, the people's car. Volkswagen? Yes, people's car. They're going to be stopped in production and are teaming up with, Ford, to eventually come out with little tiny electric cars. And so it goes. The Volkswagen. I can remember. How about you? Can you remember, if you're older, back in the late 1950s when Volkswagens were so popular? There was a Volkswagen, there was an English Ford, there was a Renault, we call them, from France, Citroen from Paris, or from France, and what else was there? Yeah, I remember the English, boy, there would be a good question. Where was the English Ford sold in Marion? The English Ford was smaller than the Fiat that I drive. The English Ford, it was imported from England and sold on North Main Street by Glenn Walraven. Glenn Walraven, the building where that car was sold in, is still there. Later it became the Beeline Garage and so forth. But Glenn sold airplanes there, too. That's right. English Ford and and airplanes. Yep, there's a lot of history that occurs but disappears until I come along and I dig it back up because I've been around so long. Okay, now let's get some more people registered for State Fair Entertainment. Can you tell me, that's right, the name of the boy, of Florence Harding's boy. What was his first name? Can you tell me that? And the funniest thing is, he's not buried with the Harding family in the Marion Cemetery. I can't remember who he's buried with, but I did look it up once. Yeah, what was his first name? Florence Harding's son. His first name. You give me that and I'll register for State Fair tickets. All right. What else can I ask you? The name of I got Tyler. Tyler Street. Typical doing Tyler too. Remember that? Yeah, let me go. These are all from a year or so ago. Streets and everything. But I thought it was so interesting. A street in Marion named after the oldest singer around. Now, there's some old singers. But this probably is the oldest one, and he resonates quite well because he has a large nose. Did you ever think of that? This particular street and particular singer has a good-sized nose. And when he sings, it kind of echoes through his nose. And he's still singing. I think he's around 90 years old. Or almost. He was once married to a girl in Galleon. That's right. The singer. Now, who is the singer? He's still alive. Among all the people that have died, this guy's still alive. What's his name? There's a street in Marion that has his name. 740383. Yeah. Yeah, 740-383-9944. Can you figure that one out? That should be easy. Especially since I had the singer has a large nose, he's old, and still sings. But you can see, they almost, have to make sure somebody is on hand in case he drop over. But he's still singing. And he had one song that he made so famous. And that's not part of the question. The song had to do with a city in California. Well, San Francisco, to be exact. The singer has a street in Marion with the same name. Okay. And let me see, what else? There's a big city in Illinois, rather large city, on the shore of Lake Michigan. And this city also has a street in Marion named after it. And I've got a lot of history about that city, too, that involves Marion. I'm sure I've told you before.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. And don't forget, too, today being the 18th, the Tallgrass Trail will have a program. Let me see what time. 6 o'clock tonight. And the program is called Attracting Hummingbirds. Now you can have another program called Magnetism. How to attract metal. Never mind. Okay. Oh, you haven't called about that singer? He has a prominent nose. He's ancient. And had one song in particular that hit the charts and was on for a long time. It was about a song about another city. This one happened to be in California. Who was a singer? And he once was married to a girl from Galleon. I don't know how long they were married. Okay. Give me the name of the singer. Give me the name of the boy that was Florence Harding's son. See, Florence was next to Pete DeWolf, was it Peter DeWolf? It was a man from the DeWolf family who fathered this boy with Florence, and this man later on moved on, I think, to Chicago or somewhere. But anyhow, Florence raised him for a while. What was his name? What was his first name? 740-383-9944. All right, now, what else can I ask you? How about a street in Marion named after a can of mushroom soup? Or the brand of a can of mushroom soup. A street in Marion with that name. My question's too hard today. At least you're getting a little bit of history. Okay, the town in Illinois, that's related to Marion in a big way. A lot of things are connected to Marion. Not all of that is widely known. I know quite a bit of it because I've been here a long time. Well, let me tell you, so you'll know. The city in Chicago is what? Yeah, Chicago, right? Now, what is the largest building in downtown Chicago? Well, it was formerly called the Sears Tower or the Sears Building. All right. Now, when you build a building along a lake shore or near a lake, you've got to make sure you've got a foundation that will go, that won't quit, that whatever you put on top of it will not sink. So what do you do? When the Sears Tower was built, the engineers got together and said, well, now, how do we put a foundation in that this building will not tip or tilt or that it will stand forever? And somebody, and I don't know how, they found out about a company in Marion. Yeah, a company in Marion that was going to provide the foundation for the Sears Tower. See, that's history. Do you know the answer? What company was it in Marion that made the foundation for the Sears Tower? Well, it was called Slob and Bierce. And where were they located? On North State Street, right next to the Houghton Salkey Company. Slob and Bierce. And how did they make a support for the Sears Tower? They rolled steel into columns that could be filled with cement. Okay, now these columns are underneath the Sears Tower, and they provide the bottom support for... Oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Campbell Street.
Campbell, yes, Campbell Street. Yeah, Campbell Mushroom Soup.
Yes.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's John Haas.
John Haas?
Yeah.
Oh, are you any relation related to Miss Haas?
Miss Ruth Haas?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's standing right here. She just handed me the phone.
Okay. All right, John, very good. Okay, now we're going to have a big doings at our church on Sunday. It's going to be warm, but we'll all be there.
Okay.
Okay, John, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Let me put his name in here. Clunk, there it goes. Okay, the Sears Tower rests on steel columns made on North State Street. That's right. That's the truth. I've been such a curious person over the years. I find out these things. And another thing is, speaking of things that brought... used prominently, and I've talked about this many times, the handles on what used to be the basket for the, the basket people down there east of Newark, Ohio, the Longaberger. Boy, remember, people used to collect Longaberger baskets. Oh, they paid dearly for those baskets. And now look. That company is pretty much out of business, isn't it? I don't know what it was. Poor management? Because, just a little tiny basket made by them, you pay $50, $75, or $125 for one of those little baskets. Or you could go down to the plant and you could actually pay them some money and make your own basket under their guidance. Longaberger. I guess the daughter took over, and she must not been quite apt at running a large company like that. Oh, and people used to... Now, here's the deal, too. The man that preceded me as head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Marion years ago, his name was Tom Robertson. And when I interviewed him for the job for the director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau... He said, well, I bring tourism to Ohio big time. I bring 400 buses a year to Longaberger Company. And I, wow, that's something. Well, yes, buses and buses every day went to that plant with people. And they all bought baskets. They probably spent their last dollar buying. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, this is Ruth Haas.
Yes, Ruth.
He forgot to tell you what tickets he wanted.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we give those away the day before they appear. So that he won't,
Okay, so what do you have?
Oh, my land, it goes on and on. There's oodles of Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith.
Oh, no, 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 not for the, well, for the fair.
Yeah, those are the entertainers that are coming to the fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, Ruth.
All right.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So what was I saying there? yeah, Campbell's soup. Did you, Campbell mushroom soup. I remember I used to, when I came home from high school, see, we had no cafeteria in ancient times. I rode my bike home every noon hour, believe it or not, and would eat a can of either tomato soup or Campbell's mushroom soup. Now I think Campbell's mushroom soup is used mainly for an ingredient to when they cook some other, you know, tuna fish, tuna casseroles, that's it. A tuna fish casserole has Campbell's mushroom soup in it. Oh, boy. Well, what else can I remember here? Let's see, Chicago. Yeah, I got the Chicago thing. The Slobin Beers Company in Marion made the foundation for the Sears Tower. And here, I saw them working on those at one time. And they would lie on their back and weld these huge cylinders. That was quite a job. Oh, my man. Okay, can you... Oh, a name of a street in Marion that has the name of a lady in the Bible. Now, this lady in the Bible is often associated with one other lady. And there's a street in Marion with the name of... And it starts with letter R. The name of the lady in the Bible. Can you get that? A street in Marion. Also, another street named after someone in the military. Woo, boy. Speaking of the military, don't forget the big display out at River Valley High School. Be there through Sunday. And you won't see it if you're just driving east on Route 95. It's behind the school. It'd be like this side of the football field, between the football field and the auditorium rear entrance, I think, from what I could see, just breezing by. All right. A name of a street in Marion named after a military title. Well, it looks like tomorrow we'll be doing some more of this. And, oh, don't forget, Glenn Coble comes on here, and shortly after I walk out of the door, Glenn Coble will be on today, and you'll want to be listening to him because he'll probably give away chances, too, to give, you know, for you to get a ticket dropped into our big bucket here. Okay. Now, Glenn Coble is on Wednesday and Thursdays in a program called Progressive Life. And his time is 12:10 to 1 p.m. 12:10 to 1 p.m. So Glenn will follow me, not out the door, but behind and sit on this seat where I am at. It's 11:58 already. Boy, time has sure expired today. Wow. Make sure I get all my pens and pencils together here. All right, so I've pretty well... did my thing today. We had a little interruption, but that's been cured, and that should, you know, keep us in good shape all day. All right, so keep cool. Yeah, that's a big statement, keep cool. The heat is out there, that's for sure. And, well, if you've been around for any years at all, you know, you've got to keep cool, and you got to keep moisturized. What do they call that, keeping moisturized? Not irradiated, but you know what I mean. Drink water. Okay, we're coming up on 11:59, so take good care of yourself. There's only one of you. And we want you back again tomorrow and the rest of the day today with Glenn Coble. So have a good time, and... Yeah, and I know it's warm out, and the in order to make it more serious sounding, they'll say, but oh, it's 90 degrees, but it feels like 115. Well, you take a thermometer out there and see if it says 115. And so it goes. It's now coming up on 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time.